Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, October 26th. This episode of Quick Charge is sponsored by Holley Performance. More information during the break. Tesla has a trio of new paint colors coming, something that the automaker hasn't done in years. Some internet sleuths went snooping around the new Tesla mobile app update and found the color options in the updated code. Abyss Blue Multicoat, Mercury Silver Metallic, and Deep Crimson Multicoat. For a while, Elon Musk has been talking about finally releasing new colors, but it's been linked to a most advanced paint shop, they say, which is at Gigafactory Berlin. His personal Model S actually features the Deep Crimson color, something that he's been expressing his appreciation for in a little while. We're not sure yet where these colors will be available, or even for what cars. Tesla is going to help Jaguar Land Rover avoid fines in Europe. Automakers in Europe who are lagging behind with electric vehicles are allowed to pool their sales together in order to avoid fines. Since Tesla is well above the threshold for electric vehicle production, they have been able to strike deals with a variety of other automakers to avoid them. And now, Jaguar Land Rover joins the same pool as Honda. Tesla has released a new white paper regarding a new standard for its Dojo supercomputing platform. For years now, Tesla has been teasing the development of a new in-house supercomputer optimized for neural net video training. This is primarily used in Autopilot's learning process, and the computer is touted as the most powerful in the world, forcing Tesla to build new custom chips to handle the wild amount of data coming in. And now Tesla has released a white paper on the new technology. If you've got a knack for computing and programming, it might be worth a look. In my case, I don't have the slightest idea what it means. Elon Musk has confirmed that Tesla didn't give Hertz a discount when they recently ordered 100,000 electric cars. Hertz indeed did order 100,000 Model 3 vehicles to modernize their fleet, and they paid $42,000 apiece. Actually, they got in at an early price, so to speak, because 1 week later, Tesla increased the price to $44,000 apiece. Current individual orders will receive their cars next summer, and this large order from Hertz will undoubtedly continue the delay. Hertz isn't entirely getting all their cars at once, however. They said that they plan to take delivery of all 100,000 Model 3s by the end of next year. The news of the large order sent Tesla's stock price soaring, and Elon Musk weighed in saying, quote, "Strange that moved valuation, as Tesla is very much a production ramp problem, not a demand problem." This week's sponsor is Holley Performance. Holley is the host of the upcoming Holley High Voltage Experience, an all-EV event taking place at Sonoma Raceway this November 13th and 14th. Holley High Voltage Experience is all about the community and performance potential of electric vehicles. Anyone who owns or loves fully electric vehicles is invited to this inaugural two-day event to be held at beautiful Sonoma Raceway in California. The event welcomes anyone with an EV to participate in a multitude of events, including autocross, drag racing, road course, show and shine, and even a wine country cruise. Plus, there will be a vendor, midway, exhibitions, entertainment, and much more. You can find all the event ticket information at participating details at holleyhighvoltage.com. That's H-O-L-L-E-Y, highvoltage.com. General Motors announced a new program to deploy over 40,000 new EV chargers in the U.S. and Canada. But there's a catch. The chargers are home or business units and are capped at level 2. The automaker is calling the effort a community charging program, in which GM plans to give up to 10 new Ultium chargers to each dealership in the country. The dealerships will then decide where to deploy them and their own communities. At best, the dealers will assess their community needs and build relationships with the right people to put the chargers where they do the most good for sales and drivers' needs. At worst, these will end up piled up in the back of the service department. The parts and service arm of Hyundai Motors, which is called Hyundai Mobis, recently announced it has successfully deployed its e-corner module. It's a design that combines steering, braking, suspension, and drive systems into each wheel. Where traditional mechanical axes are limited to around 30 degrees wheel rotation, these e-corners offer turns at 90 degrees. Hyundai plans to integrate them into a specific modular platform for purpose-built vehicles. Also, the system removes the fair amount of mechanical parts, which reduces complexity, weight, limitations, and scaling constraints. EV startup Canoo announced that they have reached an agreement with Panasonic to supply batteries for their upcoming lifestyle vehicle. The so-called lifestyle vehicle utilizes maximum cabin space sitting on the footprint of a compact electric vehicle with an interior of an SUV. The production is slated to begin late next year, and Canoo has signed on Panasonic for batteries. So far, the agreement with Panasonic appears to only apply to this EV and not the upcoming MPDV or the pickup truck, also from Canoo. Medium and heavy-duty vehicle manufacturer Lion Electric Company announced a conditional purchase order from Student Transportation of Canada. They're going to get 1,000 all-electric school buses. So long as the government funding goes through, the full purchase order would make it the largest operator of zero-emission school buses in North America. If approved, Lion Electric expects deliveries to begin in 2022 and continue to the first half of 2026. Come to think of it, this new order would undoubtedly necessitate a new facility for manufacturing at this usable scale. Alaska Air Group, the parent company of Alaska Airlines, is collaborating with ZeroAvia to develop a hydrogen-electric powertrain that'll be implemented on a 76-passenger airplane. When completed, the ZA-2000 should boast 2,000 to 5,000 kilowatts of power with a 500-mile range. As a new investor in ZeroAvia, Alaska Air plans to electrify its aviation to meet their goal of achieving net zero emissions by the year 2040. Thanks to Holly High Performance for sponsoring Quick Charge on Electrek. And thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.